Pop with Mary Jane Pop.
You bet it's that time again. Hi, Mary Jane Pop here. Welcome to the show. Some good, positive, sorta, kinda topics today. It's the only way I can explain it, really. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Dr. Heidi Gilchrist. She says that collagen peptides are the way to defy aging and to get rid of wrinkles and everything. Now, I got to find out what that actually means. And we're talking internal. We're not talking, you know, putting a cream that has collagen on your face and expecting the wrinkles to go away. Because you and I both know the stuff, topical stuff, is very minimal. It helps a little bit, but, you know, it's not going to, it can't get in there. It can't go below the surface. You got to get it internally. That's why they do collagen injections and all that kind of stuff. So we'll find out if what she's talking about and peptides and something taking internal can actually make a difference. But before we do that, how many of you have been to the dentist lately? Come on, hold your hand up. And I know some people don't like to go because they're afraid of the dentist. But, you know, you wonder sometimes how much work they do. I've had quite a bit of work done in my mouth, and I try to keep up with it and everything. But, you know, it makes you kind of crazy. You don't can't explain what you should do or how you should do it. You put your life and your mouth in the hands of your dentist. Well, we've got someone who says you might want to think twice about that. Stay with us. It's Pop Off. You know we do. Well, I did hear it through the grapevine from a Dr. Manhart. Now, is your dentist making mistakes that can cost your teeth? And, you know, that's pretty costly, as well as not as detrimental to your health, too. Well, Dr. Mark Manhart wants you to know about those mistakes in his book called Open Wide, Dr. Mark Manhart, Journey in Dentistry, Theater, Education, Family, and Life. It's a biography, basically. But he's also made strides with a non-invasive, non-surgical alternative to painful gum surgeries. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to listen to this one real close. Nice to have you with us, Dr. Manhart.
Well, thanks, Mary Jane. I'm very glad to be here to talk.
Okay, so what are some of these mistakes that my dentist makes, which I probably wouldn't know unless you tell me, because we put our mouth in their hands?
Well, I'll be kind and say that these are not so much mistakes, but maybe oversights, or, you know, you get into a system and you just get used to it.
Yeah.
And so you just do what your elders say.
Okay.
And what has happened in dentistry with a lot of other things like medicine and law or anything like that, there kind of is a segment of the profession where the organized part, the dental schools, the specialists, kind of work together and develop what they want, you know, what they rationalize, justify, what they want dentistry to be like. And one of the problems, it's a mistake, but it's really a problem that we have with ourselves. We're getting into disposable dentistry. You know,
what do you mean?
Something, just use it for a few years and then get rid of it.
Well, that's not what I'm doing. When I go to my dentist, they say, you put something in there that's going to last 20 or 30 years.
That's good, because that's what the family dentist of old always said, because I think they understood better than we do today. Dental business is like, that's the other half of this, is that this is a business, and what works should be used, and what doesn't work
should be tossed. Yeah, it's kind of interesting that you say that, because you see all these advertisements. I've had a couple of implants put in my mouth,
yeah.
And it took honestly, with the dentist that I have, and I went to a specialist to do it, it took a year and a half with all the healing process and then putting a temporary, then putting a permanent, you know, all that kind of thing. And they've got some advertisements now that say, oh, we'll put in an implant overnight. You'll have good teeth. And I'm going, how can you do that? It doesn't heal right. It doesn't make any sense.
The whole thing with implants is counting the success rate is really skewed in the favor of the dentist. In other words, implants are put in, and if they work, we will count them. If they stay for 6 months or 10 months, we will count them as successful. And there's a whole
You're
story.
You're kidding.
That,
10,
yeah,
six,
and if they
ten.
Don't work, well, let's not count those.
Oh,
and
gee.
That's the kind of thing that is really anathema to the older dentists who... when you put in a crown or a filling or anything like that or a partial, it better work from day one.
Oh, yeah.
And you count it from there.
Well, I challenge my dentist. I really do.
Well, you should, because what we need are critical thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the kind of the other half of contrary to organized dentistry and schools and specialists, family dentists have to be very critical of what they're doing, because they're in the business, and what they must handle is what is. What is the patient who walks in the office and needs you? You
mm-hmm.
have to work very critically at that level, and not so much in this mystical, schizophrenic kind of world that this is what we want, and if we don't get it, it isn't any good, or if it's new from some young dentist somewhere,
that's
or from some old dentist,
it doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah,
well,
it's from Europe, it still works, we use it. If it's from Japan, if it works, we should use it.
Right. Well, the funny thing about it, and I've had my poor dentist get challenged all the time, but I've been told, you know, well, we have to do this. I said, it's not acceptable. Find another way. And they go, well, there is no other way. There has to be.
Well,
and you know what? Inevitably, they find a way.
Yeah, when it comes down to the crunch, we will find a way if it benefits us. But my point is this. It's like, by what right do we have to condemn, you know, an entire generation to practice without calcium therapy?
What do you mean calcium therapy?
Well, calcium therapy can be used in every field of dentistry, and it makes dentistry work better and longer, and it's much more patient-friendly. By doing this with a whole generation of dentists, it's like saying, you know, this Novocaine, we're not sure, so we're not going to use it.
But tell me what that is. I mean, how does it work?
Well, we can control and heal periodontal, you mentioned it, periodontal disease, so that we haven't needed periodontal surgery for 50 years.
Well, how is the calcium administered?
It's the application of some of these calcium materials. It heals the gums, strengthens the bone, and is very effective at eliminating periodontal infections. And it can be used with people who have teeth and gum infections. We've even learned how to use it where people have infection but no teeth.
Okay, so how do you apply it?
You mix it and apply it, and it stays in the tissue for days or weeks.
Okay,
so it's a timed release calcium compound.
Okay, that's what I want to get to. How it's done. Now, does the body then take that calcium in?
Oh, it sucks it right up.
Okay, but now there is a danger. Because you can have too you can have too much calcium that can build up in the heart valve or something, you know?
That research was done where you take calcium into the stomach, and you take calcium into the stomach, and it gets to be a real complicated diversionary way to find calcium. And it's not that it's calcium so much, but it's calcium that has a lot of junk with it.
Like what?
Compounds that have calcium that's connected with fillers or things that make it a different consistency or color or taste.
Now, do you take into consideration that some people might be taking some calcium supplements in addition to that?
We don't recommend calcium supplements because they're so inefficient. They go through the gut and they have to go through about four or five cellular transactions to get to where they're supposed to be. We like to apply calcium this way. You take nitroglycerin. If you have cardiovascular trouble and you have...
Now, you take nitro under the tongue.
You take it under the tongue, and it gets into the heart within 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, if you take, and it's straight nitroglycerin, there's nothing with it virtually.
Oh, okay.
Well, this works very much the same way. Mm. In small timed-release doses, calcium gets into the blood immediately. And it isn't invading in massive forms like when you take it through the gut, through the stomach.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like this. Is it safe? We're waiting around for somebody to have real trouble with this because we have never had anybody have any kind of trouble with it.
Okay.
And when you've done this thousands of times on thousands of people, you kind of get the idea that maybe this is safe. It's much safer than the kind of treatments that we do, like surgical things of the gums and bone and sinuses and the teeth. And
well, yeah, because the thing we worry about, especially as we get older, is that the bone does start receding, especially if you have like a...
It does, but that's a normal thing. That's an entirely different story because bone recession can occur for several reasons, including what you mentioned, excessive dental work.
Okay. Can you rebuild bone?
It's interesting that we can't go in there and decide to rebuild bone here and there and just this much or that much. It just doesn't work very well. But bone will heal itself and fill itself in to the mandible or the maxillary bone.
Okay.
Sure, it can restore itself, but we're not real great at saying, oh, I'm going to restore the bone right there.
Got it. So you still, in some cases, have to put extra bone in there if it's going to hold like an implant or whatever.
That's really stretching.
Well, if you don't
Adding
have bone to hold an implant, you got to put something there to hold it.
That's right. But my point is this. To do implants, you need to have good bone, and
right.
you need to go through a lot of misery, and you need to pay up front. Those are the criteria for implantology.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't we start at the beginning and save the tooth structure and the bone structure?
Got it. Oh, that makes good sense.
Because doing implants is like going back to 1943 when everyone said, well, let's take them all out and do dentures.
Well,
it
not exactly.
It is a very negative approach.
Yeah, but they don't come out.
What don't come out?
The implants.
Well, you just start looking at some of the literature.
Well, I have.
We have found out that even implants can have periodontal disease, and it is really
because I've had these implants probably for about 6 years now, and no problem.
That is really terrific.
No problem. But, again, they were done properly. They were done properly.
They were done.
Well, no, and I know people who have had them for 20 years and never had a problem. But
yes.
it depends on, like you said, who's doing it, how they
no,
do it.
No, it depends on this. If it works, we count it. You didn't hear about all of the people
But again,
where it didn't work.
But a lot of things in dentistry doesn't work, and they don't count it.
Yes,
it's not only implants.
If they don't work, if a root canal or a filling doesn't work, 90, 95% of the time, the old fillers wouldn't do it. And wasn't going to last 20 years. They wouldn't do it. Well, those old guys were pretty darn smart.
Well, you know, they were pretty smart in some ways, but then they also put mercury in our teeth that had to come out. So, you know, they weren't too smart on that.
This is great talking with you because that is another issue that is used as a scare tactic.
Well, I don't want any mercury in my mouth.
Well, then you wouldn't want cyanide in your mouth.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't want copper in your mouth.
Correct.
Right. Well, what do you think is in these other kind of fillings?
Gold.
Gold?
Yep.
Part of the gold, a good percentage of the gold filling is copper. Mm. A good percentage of the composite fillings are things that we don't like to put in people's bodies.
I mean, gold and porcelain, and mostly porcelain now. They do porcelain
okay,
more
good,
than do gold.
Good. But what happens to all the worn porcelain, meaning glass? Where does that go in the body?
Well, yeah, but, you know, yeah,
No, where does it go, Jane?
Well, either it goes in your gut if you swallow it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I swallow a lot of things.
Nobody is counting.
Okay, let's get back, though, to the beginning. Other mistakes that our dentists can make that can cost us our teeth. Like what? Like, because you said mistakes, you know, not only implants and that, but more things.
Well, it's kind of this this mentality that the dentist really knows what needs to be done, and there's only one choice. You know, that's just too arrogant for me. Because there are different ways to solve problems, and we have to look at those. And one of the ways we solve problems is to use calcium material.
Okay, well, we got through that, and that sounds good. That sounds good to me. But you also said that dental issues can be rectified without anesthesia. Like, you know, in other words, you can pull a tooth without anesthesia?
No, that's not what I said. I said a lot of times we do root canals without anesthesia.
How?
Well, the tooth is dead. It is non-vital. It is completely passive. And so you just go into the tooth and you do a root canal.
But isn't the nerve still alive? That's why you're going down in
there?
No,
it's dead. It's dead.
Well, I've had a root canal where, believe me, my nerve was alive.
Well, it was probably not alive. It was more accurate, you should say, it was infected.
Okay.
And really hyper.
Okay.
But if a tooth is dead, it is dead. The point isn't so much whether we do it with Novocaine or not, but the point is get into a tooth and do the root canal and get out and don't use a lot of nonsense in the middle there.
Oh, I agree.
I'm practicing dentistry at my age for one simple reason. If I can't do a root canal in a half an hour, I'm getting out of the business.
Oh, absolutely. And I think people need to know, too, depending on their own condition, a lot of your Novocaine stuff has epinephrine in it, and they can
do it
without epinephrine.
Have to be careful using that.
Because that can make your heart race.
Well, sure, but it serves a lot of other purposes.
Well, it helps with bleeding.
Don't bother people.
Yeah, but again, it's just things you need to ask, and the dentist needs to share with you. And I think that's the whole bottom line here, right?
Well, we have a lot of fun because we have our internet thing going and we send things all over the world and see patients from all over the world. And we listen to the patient. That is the most important thing we can do.
Cool.
Is listen to the patient. And we have learned so much from patients that there is really not much to learn from dentistry in the United States because dentistry in the United States is 20 or 30 years behind the rest of the world.
Hmm.
I just came from a convention in Paris to present our latest findings with calcium therapy. And it's amazing. They listened and they talked and they're very courteous people. They're brilliant people. I don't do that in the United States anymore because you'd go and present something and the dentist would start yelling at you and screaming and cussing and, you know, challenging you like you're a crook and everything. And I heard a lot of that on the East Coast and the West Coast, and I thought, you know, life's too short. I don't need that.
Sure, I understand.
And so what we have is dentistry is way behind. The other day, I met a young dentist, and she said, you know, I used that calcium treatment on a patient. And she looked at me like I was weird and would say nothing else. And I wanted to say to her, yeah, you did one treatment with calcium on a patient. Now you are where we were in 1965.
Got it. Come up to date, right?
Well, we've learned a few things beyond 1975.
I would think so. Now, you know what? The one thing that you said that I think is very important, too, you have to start early to protect the mouth, because you had also mentioned the bacteria in the mouth and inflammation of the lower intestine. I mean, it's all connected. I mean, you can send all
yes.
kinds of infections to the rest of your body.
It's interesting you say that because, oh, boy. You have a lot of dental work done?
Oh, yeah.
In this office, if a person has a lot of dental work done, that is a dead giveaway that they have a diastemic infection of the upper front central teeth. And it has been causing all of this dental problem that seems to never end, and it's been causing it for 20 or 30 years.
Mm.
And we've learned not only how to find these infected areas and dead tooth in the front of the mouth and treat them with calcium. And we used to have surgeons treat this surgically, and they stopped. They said they can't because it doesn't work. And so we were looking for a way to stop these infections. And we use calcium, and we know now how to do it. Now, these are exactly the same bacteria that are in the gut, causing all kinds of life-threatening infections of the pancreas, the rectum, the any of the organs of the lower gut.
Hmm.
And what we're saying is this. Dentistry, what Calcium Therapy Institute people know now, is how to control and eliminate those bacteria in the mouth. Now, the only other place these bacteria can thrive in the body is the gut.
Right.
And so we know that we're going to find that treatment of the mouth for these treacherous bacteria is going to work to solve problems in the gut.
Oh,
we're already seeing that in the scientific papers.
Now, before we run out of time here, I want to make sure, do you have a website where people can go
yes,
and get more information?
CalciumTherapy.com.
CalciumTherapy.com.
In fact, we have CalciumTherapy.com, CalciumSkincare.com, and people can get information there. We have the book open wide. And yesterday we went on YouTube with some very clever, no, they're just little things on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is, instead of quarreling with organized dentistry, dental schools, and specialists, we are taking the family dentist around the block and learning what they should have learned 30 years ago. I'll tell you, if any of your listeners have kids in dental school or anything connected with dentistry, they better listen to people who are critical thinkers, because young people like that are, and people who support them and pay their tuition, are going to school, and they are not being allowed to learn about calcium therapy.
Got it.
And I don't know how people can practice dentistry anymore without it.
It's
just too valuable.
Now, if they go to your website and they're interested in finding out more about it, you're in Nebraska. We're in California. It's hard to come out and get a treatment of calcium therapy from California.
I think I saw three people from California this month.
Yeah, but how many times do they have to come, you know? So many, and it costs.
Well, here's the secret. They come. You figure out right away, sometimes before they even come, what's causing it. You treat what's causing it, and they go home, and they're happy with their family dentist.
Got it.
Okay. They're not coming here all the time.
Oh, okay.
They go home, and they their family dentist many times can't believe their back and their teeth are healthy. But then they work. Don't ever think that you are going to the dentist and giving your body to the dentist. You are going there with hundreds of dollars, and you're saying, you will do what I wish you to do on my body.
Well, trust me, I don't give my body to anybody.
That's right.
And my listeners don't either, because I chastise them if they do. Now, I want to make sure, the book itself, open, wide, available every place?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Regular bookstores, Amazon, all that kind of thing.
Yes.
Terrific. Well, Dr.
And you people on radio are wonderful to help us help anybody that has critical thinking in their head to really help their own profession.
You bet. You bet. And
that
to have people
terrific.
Challenge. I always tell the people, if you have a doctor who doesn't listen to you, find another doctor, period. I don't care if it's a dentist, internist, whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any
difference.
The
reason that this calcium material, that message has not gone as much as it could, is because my profession will not challenge it. You know, because if they challenge it, they just might have to say,
It works. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Manhart, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thank you. You're just great.
Well, I appreciate it. Hey, listen, we have to learn. I mean, if we learn, then it's up to the people to make up their own mind to go out there and find out more information, and that's what it's all about.
Right.
Thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
That's Dr. Mark Manhart, M-A-N-H-A-R-T, and you can go to calciumtherapy.com. calciumskincare.com. I got to check this out. And it's called Open Wide. That's the name of the book. Making choices. You know we give them to you on Pop Off.
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Let's get together. This Saturday night at 8 p.m. for the Rewind Show on K-High. The first station in the world to